dirty.
Yeah, of course they were. They weren't cement roads.
Right.
They're dirt roads.
So maybe the dark stockings were better in that way.
And that's a real old picture.
Yeah. How old do you think you're older? Don't look more than like 6 or 7.
I don't think so.
No, it says you're... Oh, I can't tell what that is. It looks like 4. Say 4 years old?
Yeah, 4 years
old. 4 years old. So that would have been in 1906. They have a photographer come and take your picture?
Johnny Jordan.
Uh-huh.
He used to live down Farnham Road.
Oh, and he would take everybody's picture?
He took everybody's picture.
Uh-huh. It's like the town photographer, huh?
Yeah, but those are nice. You
they're
know,
beautiful pictures.
They're so many years old.
And they're still good.
They're
yeah.
still good.
Mm-hmm. And what's that?
That's my brother when he was in the service. My grandmother lived with us for all those years. And she ruled the house.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a boss.
Not your mother?
No.
No, your grandmother.
She was a boss. Mm-hmm. She had a stick and she used to get the stick out of us.
Really?
Yes.
Did she hit you?
Well, not hard, but she'd show her authority.
What kind of a stick was it?
Just a cane.
A whole cane. Oh. Mm-hmm. She made you do what you were supposed to do, huh?
But she never left. She would never go and live with either one of her daughters. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't even go and stay a few days.
Mm-hmm. She'd rather stay here with her mom, huh?
Yeah.
She must have liked you.
I guess she did.
Did you have well water here?
Yeah, we had a well down in the cellar.
Oh.
And we had a pump down there.
So you just go downstairs to get your water? You didn't have to go outside?
No.
Oh, that was good. That was before town water, yeah.
That was before town water.
Yeah.
And we had regular pump down there.
Mm-hmm. Water. Yeah, pump.
Water was very good. Yeah, so this street I really know because I've always lived in it.
Mm-hmm.
Except the 6 months that we lived up street.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, they used to do a lot of, probably by the time you were a little girl, you probably don't remember much of the iron industry anymore.
Over in Ore Hill?
Yeah.
I remember some of that.
Yeah, what were they doing there?
They were down, and they had, we're down under the ground over there.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm. Then they had one up here, Norbed, they called it up here where the motel is now, too.
That they worked out?
Mm-hmm. I just barely remember that.
Yeah, and they would take the rocks out?
I think it was more ore, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because they call it ore beds. I think
yeah.
it was more
it was ore.
Where the rocks were down here on Cleveland
Street.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. And they'd take that ore out and ship it out or something?
Yeah. Because you see, the train went through here.
So they put on the train.
You know
Well, I guess we pretty much covered most of
You got that on now?
Yeah, it does then.
So?
Well, I'll tell you what. We talked about most of the things that I can think of. there. But why don't you just talk about what you remember about being young and growing up?
Well, years ago they used to have a place over in Our Hill where they had basketball games. So they had basketball games 2 years ago. Over there where Arnott's Garage is now. And everybody went to it. And, I don't know. We had up there in where the Lakeville Food Center is, Bert Roberts had a, on the top floor, he had a big hall, dance hall, and a stage and everything. And they used to put on shows there and movies. Before they went over to Stewart Theater, they had movies up there, but that got burnt out.
Dances?
Yes. And then they had a big room where they used to hold dinners. And then downstairs they had Bert Roberts' store. And he had a store, sold everything, you know. He sold clothes and he sold groceries and he sold everything. But that was burnt out.
Did you go to the dances?
Yes. Yeah. We had a good time.
They have them every week or?
About every week. They'd have something.
Kind of like a Grange dance or something.
I don't remember who put them on, but I know they did have them there.
And all the young people?
The young people went. It was
what
nice.
Kind of dancing did you do?
Oh, they had the foxtrot and the waltz. And now we think it's awful, the kids are so crazy, but they had that, what did they call it? Some kind of a dance was pretty lively.
That?
Dance.
The Charleston.
Charleston, that's right. What they had. That's kind of, that's...
Yeah,
it
was.
That wasn't very peaceful.
Which one did you like?
Oh, I like the waltz and I like the foxtrot. And then, where the Masons is now, they had a hall there. And they had a friend, and they called it a friendly club. It was a club, you know. And they used to put on dances and parties and everything too. Dinners up there and everything.
Did your family go to church?
Yeah, we went to Catholic Church.
To the Catholic Church. And that convent school that you mentioned that was here in town, was that a Catholic?
Yeah, that was Catholic. School? That was run by nuns.
Oh, just right, Catholic.
And that was, and then after the nuns left here, they used to have summer children come from Hartford in the summer. And to board, and they kept them there all summer. Mm-hmm. And then finally the nuns left.
Mm-hmm. They must have been, maybe they were from Hartford, the nuns?
I think they were.
Probably, yeah.
There's quite a few of them, six mm-hmm. or eight of them. It's quite a big place there, because now Mr. Metz has a lot of apartments in there.
Mm-hmm. And they had habits. They had black habits.
Yeah,
black,
they had the
black habits
and the,
yeah.
And the veils. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the schoolhouse, for a Catholic schoolhouse, was that two room. There was two rooms in it. It's right next to Mr. Metz. Now they've made it into two apartments. Mm-hmm. But that always used to be the Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So most all, everybody around here always went to Catholic school. But I don't know why, but I never went. But my brother and sisters went.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm.
And I never went to it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember why, but I know I never went.
Did you all go swimming in the summer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go swimming?
Oh, at the lake.
At the lake.
Lake Penansco Comet.
How do you say it?
Penansco Comet.
Oh, that's a different pronunciation.
I think it was Indian, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't pay to go over there then. You just
Times have changed. Just
walked in. And my father was a great skater.
Oh.
So he had us all out skating every winter.
Every winter.
Every winter he had us over on the lake.
Did you do any ice fishing?
No, he never did. He never went fishing.
But he liked to skate with all of you, huh?
And he took always used to take us to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you had a pretty nice father.
Oh, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. And he'd take some of the neighbor's kids along with him. Stop now. Well, we used to have a great time.
You must have had a lot of friends in the neighborhood.
We did. My mother was a great one for having. She'd have them in the afternoon. She'd have several people in for tea. All the neighbors used to come in. And then there was these three women from Hotchkiss School. They'd come every couple times a week. And different people up street would come down. And she was great, and she liked to have company.
Which way's up street?
This way.
That way?
Yeah. And she was a great one for entertaining people. Mm-hmm. She had loads of friends.
So you must have gotten to know a lot of people in town.
Well, now we don't know anybody, but we knew everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anybody that she didn't know. Mm-hmm. If something was the matter with one, everybody had helped them.
Everybody knew about it, yeah.
You never wanted for anything. Mm-hmm. You were all, you know, good. Mm-hmm. And they didn't charge like they do now. Mm-hmm.
You mean for services?
Yeah.
Like the doctor and the nurse or something?
Yeah, we had a nurse here, Miss Van Club. She's a village nurse. And I know at Christmas time she used to bring a stocking to my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And she'd have everything you could think of. And she'd have oranges and everything in that stocking. But she always got her stocking on Christmas Eve from the village nurse. Miss Van Cleef lived up there on Lakeview Avenue.
And then you had that one doctor.
Dr. Peterson. Mm-hmm. He was here for many years.
Did you have a selectman or a mayor?
Yeah, Abe Martin. He was one for quite a while.
What was he?
He was the mayor. He was a selectman, I guess.
A selectman.
You know. Mm-hmm. He had a garage up where the garage is now, up there where, next to the it's right across from the, up near the post office.
The Mobile station?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where he lived. Mm-hmm. And his house was there too, and they moved his house down, the first house down on the right-hand side, down Petty Street over here. Mm-hmm. And he had a garage there. He took care of everybody in town, I guess. Everybody knew Aiden Martin. Mm-hmm.
Would he take care of their cars?
Yes. But this street hasn't changed any.
Probably just a few new houses, and that's about it.
No, we have a few. Down the very end of the street we have, but up here all the houses look the same, except the house next door, and Jack Lenihan lived there, and he used to drink, and so he saw the men coming out of the house, you know, he thought he saw the men coming out, so he set the house on fire and burnt the house.
Oh my goodness.
So then when they had to build it up, it hasn't been built, it hasn't been gone on 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so when they were selling it, my brother bought it, and he made it into the made a house out of it, and then he sold it to Griffin. But he bought it, you know, so he would. Well, he said, you never know what kind of house anybody would put there, mm-hmm. and it would be right in my yard. I got burned out when I had another fire. I don't remember when it was. 43, I think. 46. And, 64, I think it was. And then it burnt the whole top of the upstairs off. And this fellow, he dropped a cigarette between the cushion in the arm of the chair, mm-hmm. and I had an old lady come in to stay overnight, and she slept, and was in the summertime, and she had the room across from him, and he went off, he left, and that was smoldering, and when she came in, I opened up that room, and the same time, at 2:45 in the morning, we had a fire, same time as we did the year before. I mean, as we did in 19. Mm-hmm. Time before.
Hmm. Strange. Well, we've talked about just about everything, huh?
I think so.
Talked about going to school and you working at the theater.
Yeah, I was there for many years.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the pool and the house and how did you wash your clothes? Had to wash everything?
Well, my mother had an old-fashioned washing machine that she had it used with there was some kind of stick in there. It went around and around. Mm-hmm. But and then, of course, a lot of years we had electric, but we didn't have earlier.
Yeah, you had to do everything by hand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was some chore, huh?
Yeah, it was quite tough. And then, of course, my mother had it kind of hard because she had her brother lived in New York, and he had two boys and a girl, and every summer she'd bring them up here and keep them all summer.
Two boys and a girl?
Two boys and a girl.
Oh my goodness, that means three extra children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that must have been some game.
And she kept them all summer.
Oh my goodness.
There was Randall and, there was George and Harold and Margaret. And now this Margaret, she's blind and she lives all alone. But the people in the apartment house where she works, knowing where she lives, they look after her. But she'd spend every summer up here.
Well, that must have been fun to have all those kids together. Did you get into a lot of trouble?
Yes, we did. One didn't want to do something, the other one didn't want to do something.
Mm-hmm. You must have had some adventures.
So one week, and my mother settled that, she said, so one week Margaret would have to do the dishes, and the next week I'd have to do the dishes. Divide it up.
Mm-hmm.
But she kept them every summer.
She was pretty courageous to do that. All right. Let's see. Last time when I was here, we talked about, you mentioned a man who came for many years.
Yes.
And was a guest.
Mm-hmm. 38 years.
Uh-huh. And then he didn't come last year.
No.
How come?
Well, he had some trouble with him a little late, but he's coming back again. He called me up and told me he was coming back again this year because the man was leaving.
So now he feels that he can come back.
Yeah, you know, we've been taking them all as long as I can remember.
Visitors and guests. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the guest house here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We started, I don't know. We got burned out in 1937 and we were taking them for quite a few years before that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any interesting people? I'm sure they were all interesting, but have you had any notable people? People who were...
No, I don't think so.
No. Were they just mostly ordinary vacationers?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they came, they were the parents of the Salisbury School and Hospice School and the motel.
They were, you got parents from the
Hospice School, and Salisbury School and the motel.
Uh-huh.
And the White Hart.
Oh, they would take extra guests, and you would take the extra guests that couldn't be accommodated in the motel.
Yeah, we took them from Ragmont, too.
So over the years, you must have seen quite a few different people.
Oh, yes, we did.
Did you ever see any ones that you thought might be well-known people?
Well, of course, you don't ask them any questions when you come, so you don't really know.
You don't really know who they are. I see.
But they were at Salisbury School. We always took Salisbury School and high school parents.
Mm-hmm. You talked a little bit about the town, the way it was years ago. Do you recall people by the name of Gaudier Brothers?
Gaudris?
Yeah, Gaudris Brothers, right.
Yeah, they live on the next street.
Uh-huh. Did they owned a store in town?
They owned a meat market.
Mm-hmm. Did you know them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They owned the meat market next to the laundromat. That was their meat market.
What were they like? I understand they were really interesting people.
Yes, there was two girls and two boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived on the next street.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernie just died in not very long ago, mm-hmm. in over at Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know them?
No, I didn't. But it was mentioned to me that they were kind of interesting people in the community.
They were nice people.
Perhaps.
I think they came from Belgium, didn't they?
Belgium?
I think so.
They were not Americans.
No, they weren't.
Americans.
Well, I don't know, probably they're... Oh, they were, but not their father and mother.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the father and mother came from Belgium.
I think that's where they came from. I'm not sure, but I think that's where they came from. Yeah, years ago they used on the next street they used to have they'd have a circus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't as many houses over there as there are now, and they used to have pretty good times over there.
They have a fair or a circus?
Yeah, kind of a little circus they used to have. They used to have fairs over there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, all the houses are filled up over there.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the the tennis courts and the
yes,
and that field there, mm-hmm. the baseball field? I was also asked to ask you about Isabel Decker.
And she lives in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm. Did you know her?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, my sister was in the telephone office. She opened it and she closed it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there 43 years. So Isabel used to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Lakeville office closed, then Isabel went down to Torrington.
I see.
And she's only been retired, I guess, about a year now.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember her coming to your house? Or?
Well, she used to live up there as you're going up to the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister lived in the house across from the laundromat, and Isabel lived two doors up above them, so that's how we knew Isabel's mother and her brother and them.
What was she like, Isabel?
Well, she's a nice girl. She's kind of tall and dark skin. Mm-hmm. She's a nice girl. She lives in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm.
In a motel, one of those trailers.
Yeah, trailer.
I imagine you could get a lot of information from her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Now, there also was a store called the Boardman Company Store.
Yeah, my sister worked for there.
Mm-hmm.
That was up across from the Williams house.
The Hollywood.
And that was, there's quite a few apartments upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And downstairs there was Boardman's and a drugstore, Leverty's drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a thrift shop and a jewelry shop down in the bottom, down in the basement. That was a big place. That was torn down.
Yeah. Now, when you started out working for the First National Food Store, right? When you started working after the Stewart Theater?
Yes. I was with the Stewart Theater,
uh-huh.
And then I was a couple of years in the telephone company,
uh-huh.
But I didn't stay there.
Uh-huh.
Worked for the telephone company, and then I went to work for the Mr. Gav Lipson, staying with us here,
uh-huh.
And they were opening up the First National, fixing it over. So he asked me if I wanted a job, so I went to work for him. And worked 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I worked 15 years there in Lakeville, and then I went to Millerton with them,
mm-hmm.
And I worked 10 years over in Millerton.
Mm-hmm. So you were always with the First National
Stores? 25 mm-hmm. years.
Did you have, you were like a cashier there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you have a, what do they call them?
You mean each, like they are now?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're always counters and mm-hmm. Always the same.
Yeah.
The prices must have been
not
different.
Up here in Millerton, there was, not up here in Lakeville, it wasn't. It was just one great big counter across.
Uh-huh.
And then the cash registers around that.
And the cash registers, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So you always had the cash registers as long as you can remember.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, they have for 25 years.
Yeah.
Since I've been working for them.
Mm-hmm. And, but the prices of food must have changed.
Oh my
a
goodness,
lot.
When you go over and see it now.
Can you remember when you first started working how much things cost?
Well, they weren't, I can't remember, but they weren't very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people weren't getting the wages then either.
Well, so that's true, right? Mm-hmm. How much would you have paid for milk? Did you carry things like that in the store?
Oh, sure. I don't remember how much we did charge for. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much. I think I had a snap. I think they took a picture or something. We had a flood here, you know, in 55, and one more step into my my kitchen and the water would have been right in it.
Oh my goodness. And from the brook here probably, mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
We had a bad
flood. It was a bad flood.
It was all over.
Yeah.
That's the way we used to have snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, gee, that looks a little bit like this year.
Yes. So here it was. So she closed it. I think I had some pictures in here. This is a picture I had. That's a shrine in Ireland. This is where, when we opened the Millerton store, that's all the crowd was over there then. Mm-hmm. And now, this house next door here, Jack Linehan, he used to drink pretty heavy, and this was his house. And so one day he thought he'd set the banking on fire, and he set the he burned the house down.
He burnt his own house down.
Mm-hmm.
What was he trying to do, do you think?
He said he's trying to get he saw all these people in the house.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to get the people out of his house.
Uh-huh.
So he burned it down. And when we were on one of our ships, we were going over across. This ship was lost,
mm-hmm.
And so our ship instead of going on, that we stayed there and kept going around trying to find it. Mm-hmm. So we had quite time. Then my sister-in-law, she worked at the Town Hill School. That's at Hotchkiss School.
Mm-hmm.
And she was up there 43 years.
What was her name?
Connie.
Oh, Connie Garrity.
Yeah.
And she was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And a headmistress of the Town Hill School.
Yeah, 43 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when she left, they gave her $1,000 spending money. And gave them 2 weeks trip to London.
Oh, wasn't
that nice? Well, that was
nice. Now, she was your brother's sister, right?
Yes, my brother's wife.
Your brother's wife, right?
See, every year I used to go on a vacation, but of course now since I've been sick I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
But I went every year. So.
Who were some of your childhood friends from around town?
Well, let's see, Elizabeth Hass,
mm-hmm.
And Hazel Flynn,
mm-hmm.
And Lois Everts, and Elizabeth Bartle, and Caroline Judd, and different ones like that.
Mm-hmm. Those are girls that you grew up with in town,
mm-hmm.
And stayed your very close friends.
Yeah, we're always friends.
Were there always a lot of people that came in during the summertime, as long as you can remember?
Oh yeah, we've always had
summer people.
Mm-hmm. Summer and winter both.
Oh.
Because we'd have Salisbury School and Hotchkiss School,
mm-hmm.
for the winters.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summertime we'd have some people.
Mm-hmm. And what would the summer people do mostly? Would they come here for
vacations?
Vacations, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They go to Tanglewood and they go to the lake, mm-hmm. things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been busy right up until before I was sick, which I haven't been since I've been sick.
Right.
But before I was sick, I still took people.
So you figured that you really had the guest house since...
Oh, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, way before even 1937.
Right? Oh, yes. Oh, it must have been about 15 years maybe before
that.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still call you from the hotels if they need a...
Yes, they do. Well, they did before I was sick, not since I got sick.
They know that.
But before I got sick, they did.
So you never really get to know the guests that much. You sort of leave them alone, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. You don't really get acquainted too much with them.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else, Mrs. Garrity, that you would like to talk about that you think might be... you might enjoy talking about or mentioning that we have to talk about?
I don't really know. Of course, I used to work up to the up for the elections every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay till 9 o'clock at night. And then the American Legion brings in the supper, and I used to make all the rolls for the supper, and I did that right up until I got sick, and I haven't done it last year or year before. So I thought it was very nice. The first year I was sick, they sent me a great big basket of food. But I used to go every year. Mrs. Charles Parsons used to come get me at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you'd stay there all night.
Now this is on voting day.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you do for them?
Work the booths.
You would check off the names?
No, you press the button every time somebody wants to come.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. To open the curtains. Yeah. Oh, I see.
You know.
What political party are you?
Democrat.
Mm-hmm. You always been?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. The library is really beautiful now, though.
Oh, that they fixed up. You like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you like it?
I do. I do. I think it's lovely.
I think it's nice.
It is. It's really lovely.
We've known a lot of people because my sister was in the telephone office,
mm-hmm.
and then my other sister was in the store
mm-hmm.
when she got married, and of course I was in the movies and in the store, so we really know a lot of people.
Everybody in town.
Now you go over to Millerton and you know all the customers, but you forgot their names, but they know you.
Do you have any interesting stories? I bet your sister and yourself came home with some crazy stories in those days.
Well, sort of forgotten.
Yeah.
But it was nice to take guests because, somebody, you know, always knew people.
Right.
One time we had a man, a fellow and a girl came, and they had just come from a wedding. They had just got married and they came and they stayed a couple days. And then next week the man came back again. But and he had a girl with him. And so my sister said, can I stay? And she said, no. you were here last week, but you had a different girl. And he said, well, we were twin brothers. And so she wasn't going to keep him fixed. He was the same man.
He came with two different girls.
No, it was just, they were twins.
They were twins?
They were twins.
Oh, they really were
they
twins.
They really were twins.
Oh, how did you find that out?
He showed us the paper.
Oh, I got married. See. Oh, and she thought it was the same person.
She thought it was the same person.
With a different girl every week as a bride.
Huh? Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's a cute story.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people that have homes around the lake home now that used to stay with us.
Oh, like who, for instance?
Well, Mrs. Hope, she stayed with us until she bought a place. Mm-hmm. And this is, I forget some of their names, but a lot of people that, you know, years ago came here to get homes, mm-hmm. and they'd stay with us.
And then they liked the area, so they would buy something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I met a lady the other day, and she said she used to stay with me years ago.
Oh, really?
But I had forgotten her, but she said she had stayed. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of them come up like that, and then they'd stay in our houses. Mm-hmm.
Do you have fishermen come up, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good lake to fish
on. Oh, yes. But a lot of them go to Twin Lakes.
Twin Lakes, mm-hmm.
They like it up there. Mm-hmm. But we have them over here to the lake, too.
They ever bring their fish back?
Yes, they give us a lot of fish. They, you know, they have to put the fish in my ice pond. So they always leave me the fish when they go. Yeah, we had one man, he must have been in his 80s, and him and his wife used to come about every week. They were from New York, and they had a farm up in Lidham. And so when his wife died, and then he sold the farm, but he'd come up and stay with us just and he was here for good many years.
Now, you wouldn't fix any food or anything?
We did him after his wife died. He used to eat with us. Mm-hmm. Because he was kind of lonesome. He didn't know what to do with himself, so he used to come up from New York. Mm-hmm. But it was nice working for the First Nation. They were a very good company to work for. Mm-hmm. So when Lightfoot gave up, I went with them to Millerton.
Mm-hmm. How did you get over to Millerton?
Well, I used to go with a man from Canaan, Robert Tripp from Canaan. And I used to have to go at 7 o'clock in the morning because, and then I didn't go to work until 9, so I had to stay all that time in Millerton or at the store. Mm-hmm. But that was the only way I could get back and forth because I have a car, but I can't drive it.
Yeah.
My sister was ready to go every time I was, so she drove the car and I didn't. And then she died and we had an Oldsmobile. And she had just paid the last payment on the 1st of July, on the 1st of April, I think she died. One sister died in March, and this sister died in April. And the last payment on the car was the 1st of April, and she died the 12th of April. So the car has been ever since out in the garage, but I can't drive it. And I always kept it licensed, and then different people would drive it for me.
So the store in Millerton was open from 9 o'clock until What time did it close at night?
6 at night, 9 to 6, and then on Friday nights it was 9 o'clock.
But when you first started to work here in Lakeville, what time was the store open?
9 o'clock. We used to go to work 9 o'clock.
Until when?
Till 6.
Till 6.
And on Friday nights it'd be 9 o'clock.
Even years ago, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Open on Friday night.
Yeah. I used to work with the Lenahan girl, Thelma Lenahan, lived next door, and we worked in the store. And when I went to work for the First National, I had to go to school in Hartford. And now they do.